everyone, Annette here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette and Ada. Today, we're on What is Salvation and Lesson 233. I will be starting us off in our reading. What is salvation? Salvation is a promise made by God that you would find your way to Him at last. It cannot but be kept. It guarantees that time will have an end, and all the thoughts that have been born in time will end as well. God's word is given every mind which thinks that it has separate thoughts, and will replace these thoughts of conflict with the thought of peace.
The thought of peace was given to God's Son the instant that his mind had thought of war. There was no need for such a thought before, for peace was given without opposite and merely was. But when the mind is split, there is a need of healing. So the thought that has the power to heal the split became a part of every fragment of the mind which still was one, but failed to recognize its oneness. Now it did not know itself, and thought its own identity was lost.
Salvation is undoing in the sense that it does nothing, failing to support the world of dreams and malice. Thus, it lets illusions go. By not supporting them, it merely lets them quietly go down to dust. And what they hid is now revealed, an altar to the holy name of God whereon His word is written, with the gifts of your forgiveness laid before it, and the memory of God not far behind.
Let us come daily to this holy place and spend a while together. Here we share our final dream. It is a dream in which there is no sorrow, for it holds a hint of all the glory given us by God. The grass is pushing through the soil, the trees are budding now, and birds have come to live within their branches. Earth is being born again in new perception. Night has gone, and we have come together in the light.
From here we give salvation to the world, for it is here salvation was received. The song of our rejoicing is the call to all the world that freedom is returned, that time is almost over, and God's Son has but an instant more to wait until His Father is remembered, dreams are done, eternity has shined away the world, and only heaven now exists at all. What is salvation? So, are we ready to move on to paragraph 3?
I'm ready.
Okay. Salvation is undoing in the sense that it does nothing. Isn't it funny? Forgiveness does nothing. Salvation does nothing. To me, this really speaks of how, in A Course in Miracles, it's an undoing of our belief system. Because how are we? We are as God created us. And that's, remember from our last review, I am not a body, I am free, I am still as God created me. And so when we have forgiveness, when we have salvation, we're not trying to make ourselves different. I think that's been the biggest aha I've ever had with A Course in Miracles, because every other spiritual system I've tried, read about, or practiced, I was trying to change who I am. Rather than in A Course in Miracles, we're trying to recognize and reveal who we already are.
Totally different concepts there.
Very much so.
Yeah.
And it also has a different energy in the sense that one is I have to change because the only reason I'm changing is there's something wrong with me. Where when I'm saying recognize and reveal who I really am, who I am right now, that's saying to me that that true self, there's nothing wrong with it, so let's see it.
And that's why I do believe we might struggle with A Course in Miracles, especially the first few times through, because it is so different than any spiritual system that I know that I have looked at, and also just the way of the world, too. You know, it's like
about that.
Well, you know, forgiveness, it's like, oh, you make yourself low and you're sorry and you're hoping that somebody will, you know, accept your apology and please forgive me. But then they don't really do that and they still hold it against you and you still really feel like crap. And then, you know, some people just say, oh, I'll do it and then ask forgiveness later. You know, there's kind of like also that.
It's better to ask for forgiveness than ask for permission.
Yes. You know, there's so, you know, forgiveness is so distorted and so different than what A Course in Miracles is teaching. And so for the first few years, I think just putting, that's why I know I say this a lot, but it's okay if you can't or you don't even want to grasp the concepts that A Course in Miracles is teaching right away. Because they kind of just kind of drop in after a while. It's not a forcing. It's not a, okay, now I have to think like this. Now I have to have what I would say A Course in Miracles brain. You don't have to get A Course in Miracles brain to follow A Course in Miracles. And what I mean by A Course in Miracles brain is being very legalistic about it. You know, because we can be very legalistic and then that just, that takes the joy away. And that's not what this is about. But some of the, I mean, these concepts just kind of start dropping in. That's my experience. What about you? I mean, is that what has been your experience as well?
Yeah, it has. And especially, I have these moments where it's like, I'll say, oh, I don't get it. I don't understand. It's, you know, it's BS and all of this stuff. Like, I have this whole time of not understanding. And then it'll be like this light bulb. And it'll be like, oh, I get that. That's trying to tell me. And that could be, and it has been years later.
Yes.
It's like 3 years later. It's like, oh, I get that now. But the thing about that is, it may not have been like, oh, I was rereading and suddenly I had like this whole like, whoa. It could be all of these other events or these other books I've read or these other talks I've listened to where they all add up. And then it's like circles all the way back to what I learned in A Course in Miracles. It's like, oh, they were all telling me the same thing. And it was like the right words hit me one day so I can understand, here's what A Course in Miracles was trying to teach me.
Yes. And I really do want to drive home the point that A Course in Miracles isn't about jumping through hoops and learning a certain vernacular and you know, acting in a certain way. It's just about remembering who we truly are, and then that'll just play itself out in our lives.
And that's what this first sentence means. Salvation is undoing in the sense that it does nothing, failing to support the world of dreams and malice. Thus, it lets illusions go. By not supporting them, it merely lets them quietly go down to dust. And what they hid is now revealed. Okay, I know that was more than just the first sentence, but I just had to keep going. Because what you're saying is, when we're talking about forgiveness, when we're talking about salvation, what we're doing is no longer supporting in our thoughts, beliefs, and actions that ego thought system. And by not supporting it, not giving our attention and our focus to it and giving it value, it just withers away on its own because we don't really need our ego thought system. We think we do right now if that's where we're coming from, but we don't actually need it. And the more time we kind of stew in the ego and the more time we give it attention and the more time we use the ego thought system, in a sense, the more power we give it. And by not supporting it, that's us taking our power back and taking power away from the ego. Therefore, it has less and less influence on us.
And we get help. I do want to give a little bit of a update. So yesterday I was ticked off, remember?
Yes, I do.
I was ticked off and I was just, you know, I could just feel myself being ticked off. So that was my reaction. I was creating this response. And I truly turned the situation over. And I was really struggling because I had to see the person that I was struggling with and be ticked off. And I don't really like to do that. And I would never really tell this person that I was ticked off, but I was just ticked off. I kid you not, we made the podcast. I got ready for work. I was driving in the car, and I got what I would call a download. And the download was exactly what I needed to hear. And I just changed my perception of where I was coming from, where this person was coming through. The person still did what they did. And the person, you know, didn't get a personality transplant. Neither did I. But I was able to be with the person and have that understanding that I was given when I was driving into work. And it was so helpful. It was so helpful. And I haven't been ticked off. It took the ticked off away.
So what you were doing is the help you got was taking away, and using the language from this what is salvation, was taking away the support for that thought, for
the egoic thought,
for those egoic thoughts. So then it was like they just came crumbling down because yes, there was nothing there to hold them up anymore.
Yeah. And I even had a moment where the person was just talking, and I looked and I thought, oh my word. So The Course in Miracles has, you know, this concept, my brother is my savior. Mm-hmm. And that means, you know, all the people in our lives are the people that really help us to remember who we truly are. And some of it can be by struggling, some of it can be by just the support, and some of it can be like this, you know, it's like this person did something, ticked me off, here I was, I didn't really realize, but like a month later, I'm totally upset. And then I don't like that upset feeling, so I do create the pause even though I'm really struggling. And I get the help. And then when I was looking at the person, I just thought, oh my word. I'm not looking at them the same at all. Like, and so I want to also bring that up because so when you come from a religion, there seems to be a lot of hoops that you have to jump through in order to be quote unquote saved. And so I didn't do anything except for just turn this over. I didn't, you know, like stop drinking coffee I still use a few curse words during the day. I mean, like, I didn't change. I just really totally turned it over.
You didn't change, but you did change.
Well,
by turning it over, you were changed. You were, that was your willingness.
It was very intentional.
Yeah.
It was very intentional. Yeah. And the Course says all you need is a little willingness.
Yeah.
Like we don't need to be perfect in order to receive help.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't need to change. And
you would say, if you say we don't need to be perfect to receive help, we actually need help because we don't see ourselves as perfect.
That's it. Yeah. 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 And so salvation is undoing in the sense that it does nothing, failing to support the world of dreams and malice. So I was really in the world of dreams and malice, right? And thus it lets illusions go by not supporting them. It merely lets them quietly go down to dust. I always like that part. And what they hid is now revealed, an altar to the holy name of God, whereon his word is written. So remind us again of what his word means in A Course in Miracles, Ada.
My son, also known as my child, is pure and holy as myself.
With the gifts of your forgiveness laid before it and the memory of God not far behind. So we just let all the ego thought system and all those feelings and all those body sensations and all of that, we turn it over.
You know, I had an experience like that once. It won't take very long, but this was a number of years ago where I had people in my life who weren't very nice. They would make comments and say rude things about, you know, me. And up until then, I believed what they said. Like, I would then beat myself up. I would put myself down. And then I had a moment just like you where it was, they're wrong about me.
Mm.
It was like, those are the words that I have to describe. It's like, no, they're wrong about me. And that was this total shift where that I had that willingness to see me differently.
Oh.
And it was, they were wrong about me, and I haven't, and it's like, that was a miracle, because I also haven't shifted back that way since.
Well, in a way, they give you such a gift then, because I guess in a way, if you were believing what they said, you were wrong about you.
Yeah.
And that brought that to your attention.
Yeah. And that's exactly what I was like, they're wrong about me. And it's like, oh yeah, so am I.
Yeah.
And that's another example. And I would say that's an example for, that's what the course also teaches, is mm-hmm. you're wrong about you.
Yes. And if you're not seeing yourself as perfect, whole and complete, loved, loving and lovable,
you're wrong about you.
You're wrong about you.
And so I wanted to bring that up, because to me, that's true for everyone who's listening. And I want y'all to know, when we're coming from that ego and we don't see ourselves, like Annette, you just shared, when we're not seeing ourselves as perfect, whole and complete, we are wrong about us.
Yeah.
And all of the messages that we get in society and maybe from people in our lives, if it's not like a big picture society, but maybe it's just people in our lives who don't say nice things about us, who treat us like we're dumb, all that kind of stuff.
Or they can categorize us and put us in a certain category and then just blanket statement about us.
The ego they made for us. Yeah. And, you know, they're wrong about you.
Yeah. Boy, I mean, you know, like if we could all just even today, just if we have some of those negative thought loops that come through, you know, just to be able to stop ourselves and say, wait, I'm wrong about me. Mm-hmm. I am perfect, whole and complete.
Yeah,
I am.
And when that's that salvation, like we're being saved from the ego thought system.
And we don't have to change ourselves one iota. What happens is we actually do start changing as we understand who we truly are. We show up differently. We respond to things differently.
About that, there is in the Bible, Paul, I know Paul, not always our favorite, but he made a good point in something where, so before like the New Testament times, like before Jesus, it was seen that, you know, we were saved, people were saved by their works, like what they did. And then the shift was, well, we were saved by faith. Now, part of that is, and this is what you're also talking about, is that with the salvation through faith, the works come. You're not being saved because of the works, but because you are changed through like that new creature in Christ idea, what you do does change naturally because your consciousness has changed.
And in A Course in Miracles speak, that would be your perception has changed from error to truth. And so you start showing up differently.
Exactly. So we were just talking, it's like, oh, there's total parallels here.
Yeah. Yeah. So lesson 233 is our lesson for the day.
I give my life to God to run today. Father, I give you all my thoughts today. I would have none of mine. In place of them, give me your own. I give you all my acts as well, that I may do your will instead of seeking goals which cannot be obtained and wasting time in vain imaginings. Today I come to you. I will step back and merely follow you. Be you the guide and I the follower, who questions not the wisdom of the infinite, nor love whose tenderness I cannot comprehend, but which is yet your perfect gift to me.
Today we have one guide to lead us on. And as we walk together, we will give this day to him with no reserve at all. This is his day. And so it is a day of countless gifts and mercies unto us. I just wanted to say the affirmation part.
Mm-hmm.
Father, I give you all my thoughts today. That really is the turning it over.
Yep.
You know, if we find ourselves in the ego thought system when we're, you know, upset with someone else or about an issue, or we're into negative self-talk ourselves, I give you all my thoughts today. I would have none of mine. In place of them, give me your own. And I feel like, you know, like what happened to me yesterday was just an example of that. Here I was, you know, really struggling. I remembered what we're learning all together in the course. I really turned it over, and I didn't have any solution to this. I just turned it over, and then I got the help. I give you all my acts as well, that I may do your will instead of seeking goals which cannot be obtained and wasting time in vain imaginings. Like that, that's also, you know, thinking about, you know, our anger towards someone, or even our anger toward ourselves, or getting down on ourselves, you know, that we can spend days and days and days doing this. And yet we're being asked to just, I will step back and let him lead the way again.
Right? Here's another, I was hoping he would say that, but it's just another version of it. Mm-hmm. I love this. Be you the guide and I the follower, who questions not the wisdom of the infinite, nor love whose tenderness I cannot comprehend, but which is yet your perfect gift to me. Mm. So that's lesson 233. We will be back tomorrow for another lesson, another reading of What is Salvation, and we will see you there.
Have a wonderful day.